MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us here today. Andy, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to update us on Red Sox and Major League Baseball news. Hello.
My pleasure as always, Bill.
All right, Andy. The Red Sox opening day just exactly 2 weeks away from today. But what do you have for us with the latest news from the Southland?
Well, yesterday the Red Sox blew out the Tampa Bay Rays 9-1 at JetBlue Park. Starter Corey Kluber won a second game of the spring. He allowed one run over five innings, struck out six, while center fielder Adam Duvall hit his second home run of spring training. Also in this game, pitcher Garrett Whitlock made his first appearance after having hip surgery in the offseason. He tossed two scoreless innings. The Red Sox have their only day off during spring training. They're back on the diamond tomorrow afternoon hosting the Braves in Fort Myers. Also yesterday, manager Alex Cora announced that Corey Kluber will be the opening day starter, as you mentioned, March 30th. It's at Fenway against the Orioles.
All right, so Andy, what else? What other Red Sox news can you share with us here today?
Well, since we last spoke on last Friday, Red Sox lost 2-0 to the Blue Jays at JetBlue, their first loss of the spring. It was the best spring training start since 1945 for the club when they got things underway with an 11-0 start. But eight of those games were against minor league teams back in the day. The Red Sox that season finished 71-83, so don't get too wound up about the great start the Red Sox are having during spring training. On Saturday, Chris Sale made his second appearance of the spring, tossed three shutout innings, struck out five. So, that was good to see as well. And in terms of Chris Sale getting back into top season form and avoiding any other injuries. Also on the injury front, Alex Cora says he anticipates new third baseman Justin Turner will be ready for opening day. Turner, of course, hit in the face of the pitch during a game last week, needed 16 stitches in his mouth following that accident. Turner says he's getting a little better every day, and he's resumed baseball activities, and pitcher Brian Bayo is also progressing in his injury recovery. So everything looking bright and rosy for the Red Sox as we get closer and closer to opening day.
Right, so two Red Sox players on the mend, if you will, all looking good, hopefully looking good very soon, and no Chris Sale injuries yet. I hope by us talking about this nonstop here in these podcasts that Chris Sale will not get injured this year. I think that's my plan anyway.
Well, that could be the key to all this. We'll see how it all plays out. Maybe we'll get a prize for doing this.
Yeah, exactly. We should get some kind of award. You're right. Some kind of a Nobel Prize or something for thinking this through like this. This is crazy. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so speaking of not crazy, the Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus today. What do we have? We're looking at a win, I think.
Well, we're going to, of course, have a win, but believe it or not, Bill, there is no Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus today. But this week, it is the best of Kevin Youkilis, so first pitch, if you want to watch it, it's 10 o'clock tomorrow night. This afternoon, NESN Plus is showing Hockey East Classics, so if you want to get your college hockey fix, you can slide on over to NESN Plus this afternoon with no Red Sox spring training game today. I guess hockey will take center stage. But tomorrow night, it's a game from April 24th of 2009. Youkilis hits a walk-off home run the bottom of the 11th to beat the Yankees 5-4 Fenway.
All right. Nice. Okay. no Red Sox Classics. I mean,
NESN Plus throwing curveballs at us this week.
Oh, man. I was just getting in a roll on this finally. Okay. So now, Major League Baseball news. You have a bunch of notes to report to us on what's happening at other spring training camps.
Well, we'll start things off by updating everyone on the World Baseball Classic yesterday. Team United States picked up a big win by defeating Colombia 3-2 at Chase Field in Phoenix. Angels outfielder Mike Trout drove in all three runs to the United States. Team USA finishes pool play at 3-1. They advance to play Venezuela in the quarterfinals Saturday night in Miami. Puerto Rico knocked off Dominican Republic 5-2 to move on to the quarterfinals. Mets closer Edwin Diaz, who earned the save for Puerto Rico, suffered a knee injury while celebrating the win. It's going to knock him out. What reports fear will be a significant period of time. Elsewhere, Cuba beat Australia 4-3. Venezuela defeated Israel 5-1. Mexico rolled over Canada 10-3. World Baseball Classic action continues today with one quarterfinal matchup. Mike Piazza and Team Italy battling Shohei Ohtani and Team Japan in Tokyo.
Wow. This report definitely continues to have a great international flair to it. And you're not done yet, are you, Andy?
Absolutely not, Bill. On Tuesday, Team Nicaragua pitcher 21-year-old Duque Ebert was called upon to face the heart of the Dominican Republic order in the top of the ninth. Ebert, who does not have an affiliation at the time with a Major League team, struck out Juan Soto, last year's American League Rookie of the Year, Julio Rodriguez, and Red Sox favorite Rafael Devers. On his way to the clubhouse after the game, Hebert was offered a contract by the Detroit Tigers. That's a feel-good story from the World Baseball Classic.
Man, I would have offered him a contract. You're right. Man, that's good stuff.
Absolutely. Big time, big time. He's showing what he can do, that's for sure.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a great story. Anything else, Andy, to share with us this week?
Well, pitcher Trevor Bauer taking his talents overseas. The former Dodgers pitcher signed a one-year deal with the Yokohama Dina Bay Stars of the Nippon Professional Baseball League. The former Cy Young Award winner reportedly had multiple Japanese teams pursuing him in free agency. Bauer was released by the Dodgers in January after missing all of last season while on administrative leave.
All right. But that's not all, is it?
Of course not. Former Red Sox shortstop Jose Iglesias has signed a minor league deal with the Marlins, and former Yankees first baseman and outfielder Joe Pepitone passed away on Monday at the age of 82. The Brooklyn native and all-star spent his first 8 big league seasons with the Yankees. In a statement, the Yankees said that Pepitone's playful and charismatic personality and on-field contributions made him a favorite of generations of Yankee fans.
I have a Joe Pepitone story to share with you here, Andy.
Of course you do. I can't wait to hear it.
All right. So growing up in the 60s, being very young in the 60s, this had to have been in the 60s, I think. There's some neighbors that had cable TV. We did not have cable TV, but that goes how far back you go. But being not in a city, there weren't a lot of TV stations. So a lot of folks had this cable. Well, some folks had a cable TV, and they would get the Yankee games with the Scooter, Phil Rizzuto, and so on. So one day, the Yankees were terrible back then, back in the 60s, and Pepitone was playing first base. And a ground ball comes to him at first base, and he boots it. Maybe a questionable play, certainly an error. So they mark an error up on the scoreboard for him. And now he's standing there at first base. This is like a weekday afternoon game. There's nobody in the stands at Yankee Stadium. And he's glaring up at the official score from his first base position. And glaring. And the announcers are talking about it, actually, the Yankee announcers. And they change it to a hit.
Wow. He got his way.
I believe, yeah, they changed it to a hit. Those were some terrible Yankee teams back in the very late 60s, and Pepitone was a part of them. Character, obviously. And I guess his claim to fame is the first major league ball player, I was reading this week, to bring a hairdryer to the locker room.
Oh, that's a good little tidbit as well. Yeah, some good little Joe Pepitone talk today. I like it.
Yeah, who needs Andy Carbone?
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about Joe all day long. Don't need to listen to me.
Excellent. Absolutely, yeah. And I was looking at some photos of him. I think they were in the New York Post of his post-career. Obviously, he had some trouble with the law later on in his life, too, apparently. But whatever. Character, a New York native, New York City native, and Joe Pepitone. But a big name in Yankee baseball at a time when the Yankees were not great. That's for sure. So
yeah, it's the Horace Clark era. That's for sure.
Oh, exactly. You're right. Yeah, Horace Clark. Yeah, just prior, I think, to Bobby Mercer coming to the Yankees, right around that time frame. But yeah. All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.